Good morning, everyone. Today's daf is daf Samech Ches. So we begin Perek Klal Gadol, the bottom of Samech Zayin and Beis. The Perek begins, the Mishnah begins as follows. Klal Gadol. There's a very big, important principle. So the Gemara is going to explain why it's called a Klal Gadol, implying that there are other Klalim that are here. So Klal Gadol, Amru B'Shabbos, with regard to Shabbos, it says, Kola Shecheach Iker Shabbos, a person who forgets the presence, the existence of Shabbos. Rashi explains, Kasavar ein Shabbos b'Torah. He is unaware that Shabbos is a mitzvah in the Torah. So, kol shecheach ikur Shabbos, one who forgets Shabbos, ve'osa melachos harbe, and performs multiple melachos, b'shabbosos harbe, on multiple shabbosos, ein no chayv elachatas achas. He's only chayv for one violation, one karmachatas, since he forgot Shabbos, so he's chayv for one. Even though there's multiple shabbosos and multiple melachos, it's only one chatas. We're going to learn, not today so much, but over the next few days, that in order to bring multiple karbanos, there needs to be some type of chilek. There needs to be either an awareness, we'll see the next line of the Mishnah, a helam in between, that he forgets it, and then a yediyah, an awareness in between. So a person, let's say, violates Shabbos, he forgets about it. Then during the week he remembers it Shabbos, and then the next Shabbos he forgets. There is a yediyah in between. That yediyah is able to be mechalik into two chatos. So we're going to spend a few days of a sugi that's really in Maseches Krisis, that is going to cover a couple not here, of how one distinguishes and is mechalik between different karbanos. So the beginning of the Mishnah again says, one who forgets Shabbos, he doesn't know Shabbos ever existed, he's only one chayv, one chatas, because it's only one violation, one Shabbos. There's never a yediyah, never a new awareness. The next step of the Mishnah says that hayodeh ikur Shabbos, one who knows about Shabbos, ve'asa melachos harbe, and violates multiple melachos, b'shabbosos harbe, and many shabbosos chayv al kol Shabbos b'shabbos. He's chayv on every single Shabbos, just one carbon. If you look at Rashi to explain a little bit here, Rashi explains here, v'asa melachos harbe b'shabbosos harbe, ayidei shigash Shabbos, Sheshachach Sheshabbos Hayom. He forgot it was Shabbos. So the problem was the Chatas is forgetting Shabbos. And the next line in Rashi, two wide lines down, Chayva Kol Shabbos V'Shabbos Chatas Achas L'Chol Shabbos. Each Shabbos is Mechayv a separate Karbon Chatas. This is a case where he knows about Shabbos. The Afa Pishalo Nodo Lebein Tayim. Even though he was unaware in between each Shabbos, he knew Shabbos existed. He just, whenever he forgot about Shabbos, he forgot about Shabbos this Shabbos, and the next Shabbos, and the next Shabbos. So even though he was unaware in between Shabbosos, there is no yediyah in between. It seems like helam echadu, it's all one helam, all one lapse of mind. He was unaware for an entire 4 week period. That should be only one violation, says Rashi. Aminu, we say, yamim shementayim havin yediyah l'chalik. When there are days in between, that serves as a chilik. Why? She'if sharashi says, it's impossible that he didn't hear in between during the weekdays that it was Shabbos already, and therefore, even though he didn't actually know that we have this migo of some sort, this amrina, this testimony that he must have been aware in between, even though he may not have actually been in between. So yamim, days, serve as a chilek as well, only if he knew Shabbos existed once in this world. But if he never knew Shabbos existed, there's never a yediyah, because there's no knowledge that he's working off of. But if he had a yediyah, he knew Shabbos existed and just forgot about it for 4 weeks, there we say that yediyah must have come up in between Shabbos and Shabbos, and therefore chayv separate Shabbosos. As you can see, this is a very challenging sugya. Today's daf isn't so challenging, but this Mishnah and the dapim tomorrow and thereafter will be challenging for a few days. So then the next line of the Mishnah says, Hayodeya Shehu Shabbos. A guy knows it's Shabbos. V'asa melachas harbe, v'shabbos has harbe. So he knows it's Shabbos, and he does multiple melachas. He's chayv al kol av melacha u'melacha. He's chayv on every single av he had done. So just look at Rashi just to be clear on this as well. Rashi, the last Rashi in the page, it's a long Rashi. Chayv al kol av melacha, chadas achas. Each av he did, Zareya, Chorish, and Kotz, and so on, he's chayv a separate chatas per av malacha. The av al pisha chazav and av kafla bekama shabbosos. Even though he did Zareya multiple times on multiple shabbosos, kula chadash shkagu. It's all one mistake. Talo no doubt lebein time. There's never a yediyah in between each malacha that he did. He did Kotz numerous times. Ulin and shiga shabbos who dikul meimar yamim shabbin time having yediyah lechalik. By days, by forgetting Shabbos, so day weekdays serve as a chilek, as a yediyah in between the Shabbos. Aval with respect to nishkagas malachas, but not doing a malacha, lo amri hach, we don't say this, because days have nothing to do with malachas, days have to do with the Shabbos. If the shichacha was on Shabbos, so yamim are yediyah l'chalik. But yamim have nothing to do with melachos, and therefore Rashi says the mishum hefsek yamim ein lo ladas el imkain yashav ve'esek lifnei chachamim hilchas Shabbos. Unless we're learning hilchas Shabbos, would he be aware of melachos? But days themselves don't give an awareness of melachos; they only give an awareness of Shabbos. Fine. So let's go weiter in the Mishnah. The Mishnah concludes now on the top of Samaches ha'osam melachos harbe me'ein melachos achas. Eino chayv elachatas achas. If a person violates multiple malachas within one malacha, meaning he does all the tolos or numerous tolos, he does zareya and he's mashkin, perhaps zomer, different types of malachas that are tolos, that's all considered one violation. Just look at Rashi to make this all clear. Rashi says the top line, av malacha, denaka lav mute tolos. When we say an ishi chayv on each av, it doesn't mean only an avos. If a guy does a tolda, he's also chayv, the huad in the tolos. Ubavad shehu tolos shnei avos, has to be of two different avos. If you do two tolos of one av, two tolos of zareya, av the tolos shlo, or an av, and it's tolda, the ein chayv elachaz, that gets combined. But if you do two different tolos of two different avos, one would be chayv separate chatos for each of them. Okay, so that's the Mishnah, a bit confusing. So the Gemara now says, my taima tana klal gadol. Why does the Mishnah open up this parak saying klal gadol? There's a big klal here. If it's because mishum de kabai lemisnei od klal acher, if it's because it wants to teach you another klal later on, and that klal has much less details, so therefore they taught that tana klal gadol. That's why I taught klal gadol here. So Rashi just explains the first Rashi in the Gemara od klal acher lekaman bepirkin the lo klal bo ela beis dvarim, and later on we're going to see another klal in daf ayin hay, which only has two details. Well, this mishnah had four different details, so the klal gadol is a bigger one, and later on it's a smaller klal. So if that's the understanding, so then the Gemara says v'gavi shvius nami mishum de kabay lemisay od klal acher tana klal gadol. So there to do by shmita by the din of shvius, it also says klal gadol in the mishnah there, and because it's going to have a klal acher later on, that is going to be smaller. So that makes sense. However, v'hal gabe ma'iser dekadani klal acher v'lo tani klal gadol. But with respect to ma'iser, it does teach another klal, and it does not introduce it first with a klal gadol and then a klal acher. So why is that the case? So not simply about bigger and smaller ones coming, bigger ones are first, and then shorter klal is afterwards, because ma'iser doesn't fit into the picture. So the Gemara says, you know why it says klal gadol here? It says klal gadol here because Amar Rabbi Yosi bar Abin Shabbos v'Shvius dis be'avos v'toldos tana gadol. Shabbos and Shvius are unique that they both have avos and they're toldos. If you look in the beginning of Maseches Baba Kama that beis Amar Af and Anta Mebeis talks about various places where there's avos and malachos. There's avos and toldos rather. There's avos and toldos. There's avos when it comes to nezikin. There's avos when it comes to tumos. There's avos and toldos when it comes to Shabbos and Shemitah as well. So with regards to melacha, avos and toldos by nezikin is not a melacha. Avos and toldos by tumah is not a melacha. But by Shabbos and Shvius, they're melachos. So Shabbos with Shvius, this be avos with toldos, tana klal gadol, they taught klal gadol. Not that it's large, but it's very important, very fundamental. Ma'aser de less be avos with toldos, lo tana klal gadol. But with respect to ma'aser, doesn't have avos and toldos, and therefore doesn't teach klal gadol. Take a look at Tosis for a second. Tosis suggests maybe there is a klal, maybe there are avos and toldos with respect to ma'aser. Tosa says the is be avos v'toldos. The afilu rav damar b'moed katan gav shvius avos aser rachmana toldos lo aser rachmana. There is the opinion of Rav who holds that there are no toldos by shmita. So how come the Gemara here suggests that there are? So he says mikomakom midirbanam ya is be avos v'toldos. Even though there is an opinion that there are no toldos by shmita on a deraisa level, on a midirbanam level, everyone agrees that there are, and that fits into the picture still avos and toldos. Vim Tomar asks Tosos v'maiser ikonami avos v'toldos. That they're also avos, they're the major principles, and then there are the subcategories by maiser as well. What are they? The midiraisa dagon v'tiosh v'yitzar. The pasuk says degancha tiosh v'yitzarcha chay v'maiser. Degancha is the five grains, tiosh v'yitzarcha are grapes and olives, and all other things midirbanan and kolmili. Every other kol peres are only usher midirbanan. So doesn't that mean they're avos and toldos by maiser as well? To which Tosos answers, "V'yesh lomar de lo shayach lahaskir avos v'toldos b'milei de less by iser malachas." It's not shayach to mention avos and toldos in an area where there is no iser malacha. That's not entirely true because, as I mentioned before, by nezikin and by tumah there are avos and toldos, even though there's no iser malacha. But at least with regard to this particular malacha, it wasn't shayach to call avos and toldos if there is no iser malacha to speak of. Meiser about the categories of the gancha, tikosh, v'tzarcha, and when it comes to the shart peros that are not, those are not isra malacha, those are just categories and derises and derabanans. You should note that the Rambam argues on all other Rishonim, and he holds that when it comes to Chumas and Maisos, not only Digoncha, Tiroshcha, Vitzarcha are Chayv Midraisa, but he thinks Shar Kol Peros, all fruits, are Chayv Midraisa. Digoncha, Tiroshcha, Vitzarcha are simply examples, but it extends itself Midraisa to all other fruits. But it comes to Yerek, when it comes to taking Chumas and Maisos on Yerek vegetables, that everybody agrees is at best Midrabanim. So either way, the Gemara says that's why it says Klal Gadol by Shabbos and Shvi'is, because those have Avos and Toldos, as opposed to Meiser, which does not have Toldos, therefore it does not teach Klal Gadol. Back inside the Gemara says Lubar Kapara, the Tani Klal Gadol by Meiser, my Avos, my Toldos, Ika. So when it comes to Bar Kapara, he does have the Girsa that even by Meiser it mentions Klal Gadol. So what Avos and Toldos exist by Meiser? Elav Hainu Taima is the reason for Bar Kapara not as follows. That Gadol own Shel Shabbos Yos and Mishel Shvi'is. The reason why it says Klal Gadol because it's referring to the punishment of Shabbos, which is very severe, the punishment of Skila. And it's Gadol own Shel Shabbos Yos and Mishel Shvi'is. When it comes to Shvi'is, it's much more severe than that of Shemitah. And the Ilu Shabbos Isa Ben Batalish Ben Mechubar. It's not talking about in terms of the Skila, actually, it's talking about in terms of the where it applies that Shabbos there's an onish Ben Batalish Ben Mechubar, whether or not it's something attached to the ground, you could violate koter, or something that's even detached from the ground, one could violate grinding or kneading. V'ilu Shvi'a says the Gemara when it comes to Shemitah, but Talosh Leseb the Mechubar Iser. Shemitah is not subject, does not have a violation to anything at Talosh. Anything that's detached from the ground, there's no Iser Malacha on Talosh by Shemitah, but only that which is Mechubar Lekarka is subject to Malacha by Shemitah. So therefore, since Shabbos is more expansive, it applies to more areas, it taught the Klal Gadol. Shemitah is a drop below, but it's still taught a taught Klal Gadol by Shemitah, because if the Gadol on Shosh Shvi'is, Yosem and Meiser, because relative to Meiser, Shemitah is more severe in that Dilu Shvi'is, says the Gemara, Isa Ben B'Maychel Adam, Ben B'Maychel Behema. Shemitah applies equally to human food, to animal food. And Rashi points out the Pasuk, Ulhem Techol L'Chayev Agomer, the Pasuk says, in last week's Parsha, this week's Parsha. And therefore, it applies across the board to animal, bein ba, Michael Adam, bein ba, Michael Behema. Vilu Meiser, when it comes to Meiser, Meiser only applies to Michael Adam, Isa, but Michael Behema, Lesa. Meiser does not apply to Meiser, to Michael Behema, and therefore, we don't teach a Klal Gadol. The Gemara then says, Yilu Bar Kabar, the Tani Klal Gadol, the Meiser Gadol, on Shisha Meiser, Yosem Shapeya. So why does Bar Kabar teach Klal Gadol by Meiser? Klal Gadol is always where we're talking about, where this particular halacha is greater than some other halacha. So Shabbos is greater than Shvi'is. Shvi'is is greater than Meiser. When we teach Meiser, is Klal Gadol, according to Bar Kabar, what's it greater than? So he says it's greater than, it's more severe, more expansive than that of Peya. Again, read that inside. The Bar Kabar, the Tani, Klal Gadol by Meiser, Gadol, own Shosha Meiser, Yosem Isha Peya. It's greater application than that of Peya. How so? So the Gemara explains the Ila Meiser, Isa Betena, the Yerek. When it comes to Meiser, Meiser applies to Tena, it applies to figs, it applies to Yerek, it applies to vegetables as well. So then the Gemara says Ila Peya, Lesa Betena, the Yerek. When it comes to Peya, Peya does not apply to Tena, does not apply to Yerek. The Tan, the Mishnah tells us, this is the beginning of Maseches Peya. It's not in Klal Amru B'Peya. These are the rules for Peya, that which is Chayv in Peya. The Peya, just to remind ourselves that when a person is collecting and harvesting his field, he needs to leave a corner for the Aniyim to take. These are, Peya is one of the Matnos Aniyim, the presents given to Aniyim, left aside for the Aniyim. So Klal Amru B'Peya, Kol Shu Ochel, that which is edible, the Nishvar, that which is kept protected, the Gidulim and Arat has to grow from the ground, the Kitasuk Achas, it's all collected at one time, the harvesting season is all the same, the fruit, it doesn't get separate, all the fruits are harvested, or foods are harvested at the same time of the year. Umachnis lakim, and a person brings him to kim, he brings him into storage house, all these are chayv peya. So what are all these details, these different rules, what are they coming to exclude? So the Gemara explains, or the Mishnah actually explains, ochel, mutei svichei sitim, v'kotze, so edible food excludes these items, svichei sitim v'kotze, what are these items? So Rashi explains, they're used for dyes, they're used to color things. So these are not considered food, and that would not be subject to pay, you don't have to leave that behind. The Nishmar, says the Mishnah further, has to be preserved, protected. The Mute Hefker, if it's Hefker, there's no din of payah by that which is Hefker. You have to own it. V'gidulim me'aretz has to grow from the ground. The mutei kimiyim pitrios, different types of mushrooms and fungi, they don't grow from the ground, although they're attached from the ground and they're yonic from the ground. They nurse from the ground. They're not actually attached. They're not mechub l'karka, even though they seem to be, you know, sticking themselves to rocks or ground, but they're not considered mechub l'karka. The kimiyim and pitrios are pater from peya. The kitasak achas that you gather them together one time. The mutei teina to exclude figs, because figs don't get gathered at one time. Figs, they ripen at different times of the year, and you take a little bit now, a little bit later, and therefore it's not l'kitasak achas, and therefore pater from peya. Umachnis l'kiyim, the mutei erek, you bring it in to preserve and to store. Vegetables do not get brought in to be preserved, and therefore not, not subject to peya. That's all the regards to peya. Now, the ilu gavi ma'isa, with respect to ma'isa, tanan klal amru b'ma'isa, kol shu ocha, that which is edible, v'nishmar, that which is watched, meaning it's not hefker, v'gidulim in arts, grows from the ground, chayiv b'ma'isa. The ilu l'kitasak achas, u'machnis l'kim, lotnan. But it doesn't have the criteria of it has to be collected at one time of the year, meaning teina is chayiv b'ma'isa. And it doesn't have to be machnis lakim, meaning yarek vegetables are chayiv b'ma'isa. So you see that since ma'isa applies to more cases than that of Peya, we teach Klal Gadol according to the understanding of Bar Kapar. Just look at Rashi, the last few line, narrow lines of Rashi. Rashi says that the ilu machnis lakim l'kitasak achar lo tanan. When it comes to Peya, rather Meiser, we don't teach machnis lakim, we don't teach l'kitasak achas. The chi takin rabbanan adidu lo pal plug b'peiris ha'ilan b'yark bein min l'min. When they expanded the din of Meiser, and Midraisa, as we said, according to Tosfos and Rashi, learns the same way, that Midraisa, Meiser is only chayiv of Dagon, Tirosh, Vitarcha. And then when they expanded it to other items, they didn't mechalik, they were not distinguishing between any types of fruits, whether it's machnis lakim or not, whether it's l'kitasak achas, it applied across the board Meiser to all types of fruits and vegetables, even to Eina, and what was the other case again? The Teina and the Yerek. All these apply Meiser. So look at Tosas in the bottom here. Tosas writes, Dear Maskil, Vila Peyel Lesser Betena V'Yerek, Lav Dafka Teina. When the Mishnah says that Teina is not subject to Peyel, it doesn't only mean fig trees. That's just an example. Deha Rov Ilanos Ein L'Kitasan Gachad. Apparently, most fruit trees are not collected at one time. It's not just one season. You could take apples in the beginning of, I don't know when the seasons are, beginning of September, then November, then October. They are broken out throughout the year depending on how they develop. Most fruit trees are actually not L'Kitasa Ke'achas. The Ein Rak Shmona Ilanos D'Chashav. There actually are only eight fruit trees that are l'kitasak achas. So teina is simply an example, but teina is not really an exception. Teina is really the rule that most fruit trees are not l'kitasak achas. There are only eight fruit trees that are. So when it comes to peya only applies to eight different fruit trees. And if you look, go further down in Tosa, Tosa says, now for the last medium wide line down in Tosa, he quotes Omer Rabbein Tam, the Midiraisa, Lomachai Mipeya, El Badagon, Vitirosh, Vyitzar, that Rabbein Tam has his chiddush, that we've been speaking about Meiser, that Midiraisa, Meiser only applies to Dagon, Tirosh, Vyitzar. Rabbein Tam thinks Peya also, Midiraisa only applies to Dagon, Vitirosh, Vyitzar. Other Yishom argue they think it applies to all types of things that grow, unless it's one of the exceptions mentioned in the Mishnah. Okay, let's go back inside the Gemara now. The Gemara says, Rav Shmuel, now we're going back to understanding this Mishnah of the person who was Shecheach Iker Shabbos, a person who forgot Shabbos. So who is an individual who forgot Shabbos? How can a person forget Shabbos? How does that happen? So the Gemara says, Rav Shmuel, Damri Tervaya, both of them hold, Masnis and our Mishnah, Betinok Shenishba, Leben Anachim, a child who was held captive amongst the Goyim, so he never learned the halachas of Shabbos, so he never knew it existed. The Ger Shenis Geyer, the Ben Anachim, a Ger who converted, who was then living amongst the Goyim. Aval Hikir, Uvasof Shachach, Chayiv Al Kol Shabbos V'Shabbos. The person was aware of Shabbos. He was taught Shabbos and then forgot about it. So then we say he's chayiv for every single Shabbos that he violates. We're only talking about the Mishnah, a person who never knew of Shabbos. Either, again, a Tinuk Shenishba, who never learned anything, or even a Ger Shenis Geyer. So now the problem is, how could a Ger Shenis Geyer who didn't know about Shabbos? A Ger Shenis Geyer has to learn the mitzvahs. One of the requirements, the way it works to become a Ger, is you have to have a Mila, you have to have a Bezdin, you have to have a Tevila, you have to have Hodas Mitzvos. So if there's a Mila, Tevila, and Hodas Mitzvos, that the Bezdin makes him aware of mitzvahs, how did he not know about Shabbos? Look at Tosus, the last line. Here Tosus writes, Gershon is Gar Ben Anachim. Bifnei Shlosh, it has to be three people. V'lo mitzvah Shabbos. They did not let him know the mitzvah of Shabbos. Deen is Gair Ben Olo Ben Atu lo have a Ger. He can't be a Ger by himself. That much we know. There must have been a Bezdin. But how could Bezdin not let him know? It happens to be, they don't have to let him know because the din is, you only have to show Miktas mitzvahs. Only tell Miktas mitzvahs. We don't have to teach him everything. And the Ger doesn't know the entire Kol HaTorah Kula. We tell him some mitzvahs that he's aware of. And this was a case where he didn't share with him the mitzvahs of Shabbos. Now, the Ritva says, no, it could be even a case where he didn't know anything. He wasn't told any of the mitzvahs. Even though we say Tvila, Mila, and Hodas mitzvahs, that's not ma'akev. When it comes to letting him know mitzvahs, it's not ma'akev. So this was a case where they didn't let him know the mitzvahs. Well, Tosa says that he was told some mitzvahs, that he wasn't told all the mitzvahs. If you look in the Rambam actually writes, we're talking about a ger katan shenis gair. Why a ger katan shenis gair? Because a ger katan is a situation where he wasn't told the mitzvahs. He was too young to know. He converted with his family. He wasn't aware of it. So why didn't he learn like Tosos, where it was even a ger gadol, who didn't know? So the Mari Korkos explains on the Rambam here, it's very unlikely, because when you tell a person, a ger, who's converting, you tell him some mitzvahs, you tell him the primary mitzvahs, the fundamental mitzvahs. And Shabbos is certainly one of the fundamental mitzvahs. So it's very hard to fathom that when they were telling him the ikar mitzvahs, they did not share with him the dinim of Shabbos. So therefore, the Rambam understood if it's a ger gadol, he must have been told Shabbos. But if a ger katan who's converted with his family and the katan didn't know any of the mitzvahs, that's a more likely scenario. Either way, Rav and Shmuel both hold they were talking about a person who never knew about Shabbos existed, whatever the case might be. But again, aval hikir, back inside the Gemara, if he was aware of it, well, vasov shacha, but he forgot. He hadn't been in yeshiva in a long time. Chayv al kol Shabbos for Shabbos. He's responsible to give a chatas for each Shabbos that he violates. So the Gemara then says, Tanan, the Mishnah says, Hashochech ikar Shabbos, our Mishnah. When you say shochech, I forgot ikar Shabbos. Shochech means you knew something that you forgot. If I was ever taught it, you don't call that forgetting. So why does the Mishnah say shochech ikar Shabbos? La michlal dehavilei yidia meikar. There was an initial understanding, an initial awareness, which is against Rav and Shmuel, who holds that there was never a yidia of this. Gemara says, my kol shochech ikar Shabbos. The ha'isa shechuach mimenu ikar shabbos. Doesn't mean he forgot. Shechuach means it was forgotten from him. It was never told him. Not shochech, but shechuach mimenu ikar shabbos. Aval hikar, if he knew about it, uvasov shachach, and then in the end he forgot. My what's the din? That would be chayv kol shabbos for shabbos. He'd be chayv for every shabbos that he forgot about. So Gemara says, wait a second. If he's chayv for each shabbos that he forgot about, Adetani, if the fact the Mishnah says Hayodei Kishabbos, one who knows about Shabbos, Vasim Lachos Harbe B'Shabbos is Harbe, Chayav Kol Shabbos B'Shabbos, person who knew about Shabbos, and he violated multiple Lachos or multiple Shabbosos. So then, listen, it should teach the case more clearly. Hiker Uvasov Shachach, one who knew and then forgot about Shabbos, V'Koshkin Ha, and certainly this case where a person had idea. Look at last Rashi in Tosfos, last Rashi in the Gemara here. V'Koshkin Ha, Tzikal Meimar Shiyamim Shemin Time Havin La'idia L'Chalik. You have a guy who knew about it, hikir, and forgot about Shabbos afterwards. And we're saying the guy who forgot about Shabbos existed, and he forgot about that being a din at all, but yet he's still chayv in every chatas for every Shabbos. So certainly a person who knew about Shabbos, he was aware of the halacha, he just forgot that it was Shabbos. So certainly that case would be chayv a separate chatas as well. So shouldn't you teach the greater chiddush and then you learn the less chiddush from that? Meaning, teach the case of the Mishnah. Hikir v'shachach Shabbos. The guy knew about Shabbos, then forgot about it entirely. He's chayv a chatas for Shabbos. And then I could learn a kol shekein, a guy who knew about Shabbos, but just forgot one Shabbos that was Shabbos, and forgot the next Shabbos that was Shabbos. That should be a kol shekein. So Gemara says, so Ha may yehayodei ikar Shabbos. What does it mean? A guy who knew about Shabbos. It's a case of misha yehayodei ikar Shabbos. A guy who knew about the existence of Shabbos v'shachah and then forgot about the essence of Shabbos. Aval lo shachah may. But if a guy didn't forget about Shabbos at all, he's chayva akom lacha umlacha. He's chayva on every single mlacha separately. So Gemara says, wait a second. Adatani hayodei shu Shabbos v'asav lachos harbe b'shabbosos harbe chayva akom lacha umlacha. A guy who knows about Shabbos and he does multiple melachos, he's chayv on every melacha. Listen, why not teach the case? Hayodei ikar Shabbos, a guy who knows about Shabbos, v'kol shekein ha. And then certainly this particular case. Just look at Rashi to make this all clear. Rashi says, listen, first now lying down. Listen, hayodei ikar Shabbos. A guy knows about ikar Shabbos, davishiga Shabbos.
V'zadam malachos harbe. He knew, he forgot about Shabbos, but he knew the malachos he was doing was zadam on the malachos. Chayv al kol malacha. He's chayv on every malacha separately. Af agav the bechol Shabbos leka el achad shkagi. Even with respect to Shabbos, there's only one forgetting. V'kol shagain shigas malachos v'zadam Shabbos diga shkagas harbe. Certainly in a case where he knew about Shabbos, and he just read the shiga was on malacha. So certainly in that case, he should be chayv separate chadas in each malacha. So Ella, the Gemara says, therefore, the Masis and the Mishnah really should be, the Gemara says, kishahikir ulvasof shachach. Really, it's a case, our Mishnah, and then Rav and Shmuel said, our Mishnah really is a case when it says initially, hashachach eker Shabbos, it means hikir ulvasof shachach. He knew about Shabbos. It wasn't a tinuk shenishba. He knew about Shabbos, and he forgot about it. Udirav Shmuel nami kihikir uvasov shachach dami. And their case above atinuk shenishba, the situation where they knew about it and they forgot about it. V'hachi itmar. This is what they said. Rav Shmuel dami tavai. Both of them hold afilu atinuk shenishba ben anachim v'ger shenishgai leben anachim kihikir uvasov shachach dami v'chayev. They say, it sounds like from them, situation would be if a person never knew about, again, that a case of a hikir, where a person knew about Yodev hikir, and then a guy recognized it in the still of Shachach, and then he forgot about it, he would be chayiv. And this case of a Tinuk Shenishba and a Gershin's guy, Levin Anachim, they would have the similar din of knowing something of a hikir, Vasov Shachach, that would be the situation. So you can never have an instance, according to them, no one could ever be pater from Hilchos Shabbos in essence. Meaning that there is always a person who violates Shabbos, and even though he may not have ever been aware, the din would be, he's chayv at least one chatas. So we have the same din, a guy who learned about the halachos of Shabbos and forgot about it, the same exact din as a tinuk shenishba and a gershon shgai or ben anachim, they're all chayv at least one chatas. But then, as they get more, then you progress the Mishnah, then a person violates multiple Shabbos, he's chayv each Shabbos, multiple Melachos, he's chayv each Melacha. But right now, the Iker point here is, even though it's a little bit confusing reading the Mishnah, the Iker point is that everyone, no matter what type of background they have, they're always chayv at least one Chatas for violating even multiple Shabbos. But we're going to see now the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, who argue, Demar Tavaya, the Gemara says, Dafka Hikr Levasov Shachach, only if they've learned it before. Only if they were once aware of the din of Shabbos and then forgot, would it be chayv achatas. Aval, if you have a tinuk shenishba, ben anachim, the gershin is guy, the ben anachim pater. But if you taka have a guy, a boy, a converted, who was raised amongst the goyim, and he never knew about Shabbos, says Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, they would in fact be pater legamre from the din of Shabbos. So that's the machlokus between Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish versus Rav and Shmuel. So the Gemara says, wait a second. How could Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish really say that they're pater legamre? We have a discussion as follows. The Brayis says, Meisive, Klal Gadol Amru B'Shabbos, one of the important principles said by Shabbos, Kol Shecheyach Hechor Shabbos V'Asam Lachas Harbe B'Shabbos Harbe Inu Chayv Ela Achas. And the Brayis now elaborates on from what we have in the Mishnah. The Brayis says, Ketad, Tinok Shinishba Lebein Anachim, Vegershin's Gai Bein Anachim, Vasa Malachas Harbi Bishabasos Harbi, Inuchayv Alachatas, Achas, Vachayv Al Dam, Val Achas, Achas, and not only Chayv on Shabbos once, the Chayv on eating Dam once, and Achelav Achas, and eating Chelav the Chayv one Chatas, Pavodazar Achas, Umunbas Potter. Potter, so we see from here, this Brisa, the Tanakhama, who we hold like, they say that a Gershin's Gaiar and a Tinok Shinishba Bein Anachim are Chayv one Chatas, all for all of Shabbosos. This is against Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. And just to finish the Brayis, the Brayis says further, so even the Tanakhama says Chayv, Munbas Poter, he exempts them all. The Kachaya Munbas Don, this was the Kavachomer Munbas, Lefnei Rabbi Akiva, he said, Hol Mezid Karechote, Vishogeg Karechote, just like a Mezid, a person who willingly violates an Aver, he's called a Chote, he's called a sinner, and a Shogeg is also called a Chote, a sinner. Ma Mezid Shaisalo Yudia, just like a Mezid where there was an awareness of what was going on, Av Shogeg Shaisalo Yudia, so to a Shogeg only when there was an awareness, when he was once taught the halachas of Shabbos. But if there's a situation where he never knew there was never a day of Shabbos, Munba says he would be potter. So then Rabbi Kiva says back, Amar lo Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says to him, Hareini Mosav al Dvarecha. Let me add on to your words. Let me take it a step further. Ima Mezid Chaisa Yadiyah B'Shas Maisa. Mezid is only when he had awareness while doing the Isser. Af Shogeg Chaisa lo Yadiyah B'Shas Maisa. Are you going to say that Shogeg only exists when there's a Yadiyah and awareness while he's doing the Malacha? That'd be hard to say. Amar lehen, I do think so. Munba says, yes, yes. There needs to be an awareness during the Shas Maisa of the Shogeg. The Koshiken shows often, Koshiken, that you added on. Thank you for adding on. Amr Lo, Rabbi Kiva says back to Munmaz, L'darecha, according to your words,
Ein zekari shogeg. That's not called shogeg. Ela meizid. That's meizid. Once it's yadiyah b'shas ma'isa, that's called a meizid. You never, there's no such thing as shogeg anymore, according to you. You got rid of the whole category of shogeg. That's the conversation. The Gemara doesn't focus on the Kal v'Chomer, focus on what we said at the beginning, that Katani Mia, says the Gemara, Ketad, Tinok, they gave the example of what's a Shecheach Ika Shabbos, that's a Tinok Shenishpa. And according to Reish Lakish of Yochanan, they say that Tinok Shenishpa is Pater from Shabbos against them. How do they understand this? So the Gemara says, again, Katani Mia Keta Tinok, they gave the example of a Tinok, Mishmal or Rav Shmuel Nicha, this makes sense, Rav Shmuel, they say that a Tinok Shenishpa has the same din as a Yodei Ika Shabbos, Hikivil Vasov Shachach, Elal Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Kash, according to them, they think a Tinok Shenishpa is Pater. So they say back, Amri Lach, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Lav Mi'ik Munba is the Pater, Anan Damrina Kamunba. Did this Bryce not present a second shita? The shita of Munbaz, who says one is Pater from Malachas. We hold like Munbaz. We embrace the shita of Munbaz, and therefore we hold that person is going to be will be Pater, Tinok Shenishpa, and a Gershish Gayer Ben Hanach. Gemara says Viter. My time of the Munbaz. What was the reason of Munbaz that he said, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, my time of the Munbaz, the Abinan Av, Vade Lo Samech, the Mevet Shogig Demi Demezid. The Abinan Av, he had said, comparing Shogig and Mezid certainly wasn't true. The HaShogig Chilav Demezid, it's the opposite. The Lekka Lidimahi, you can't really compare Shogig and Mezid, the High Chayv High Potter. So those are not, that's not really the reason of Munbaz. So what's the reason of Munbaz, why I thought the Geshe's Gayer and the Tinek Shanishra should be Potter? So Gemara says, my time of the Munbaz, Zichsev Torah Achas Yelachem, Laose Bishkaga, that there should be one Torah to one who violates Bishkaga, Visamech Lei, HaNefesh Asher Tasa Biad Rama, and the Nefesh that does Biad Rama, which is, you know, a raised hand, which is an understanding of Mezid. So the Gemara, Rashi explains here, Makish Shogeg, first the Gemara first. So again, the Gemara says, "Dichsev Torachas Yelachem Laosim Shaga." The one who does Shaga and Samech Le juxtapose that pasuk. It says, "Vanefesh Asher Tasa Biad Rama." So these two pasukim, which are back to back, Hikish Shogeg LeMezid Ma Mezid Shaisal Yedia Ah Shogeg Shaisal Yedia. So just like Mezid, where there certainly was Yedia, there's Yedia during Shas Ma'isa. So to Shogeg has to be a case where there's Yedia as well. So that's why there must be an idea. Now, even though Yediyah isn't B'shas Ma'isa, there's the idea before the Ma'isa, but you have to have some level of Yediyah. Rabbanan, Hai Torah Achas Ma'i Avdilei. What do they do with the positive of Torah Achas? So the Gemara said, with this Hekesh, what do they do with it? Ma'i Avdilei, Mi Ba'ilei. It's needed, L'chad Mikre Le'i Rabbi Shua Ben Levi Le'Brei. What Rabbi Shua taught his son, it says, Torah Achas, Yelachem L'Ose Bishkaga. This is Rashi points out, this is Lagabe, the carbon of Avodah Zarah in Parsha Shlach. Uksivit says, V'chi, further, V'chi Sishku V'losasu es kol mitzvos a'ela. A person makes a mistake and doesn't do all the mitzvahs. That's a continuation of the Pesukim here. Uksivit says, further, V'anefesh ha'shetasa b'yarama, those who violate Avodah Zarah b'mezid. So it says, Huk shukul, all of them are connected le'Avodah Zarah. We're connecting all karbanos of Shkagos in general to that of Avodah Zarah. Just look at Rashi. Rashi says, V'chisishku tap Rashi, lo sasus kol ha-mitzvah, what's all the mitzvahs? And Yafinim Bohorio says, Rashi, zu avodah zarah shishkula l'chol mitzvahs. That avodah zarah is like you're going against all the mitzvahs. Uksiv Torah chas l'chol Torah. It sounds like you're going against all the Torah, all the mitzvahs. So what's going on here is it's a hekesh of avodah zarah to all other karbanos. That's the next Rashi. The Rashi says, hukshu karbanos shel shkagos shel kol veros. The regular carbon shkaga of a stam avera is connected to the shel of Avodah Zarah. What's the connection? So back inside the Gemara. So the Gemara says three lines down now in Daf Samech Tes, Huk Shukulam L'Avodah Zarah. All carbonates are connected to Avodah Zarah, meaning Mala Halan Davar Shechayavim Al Zidono Karis V'Shkaga Sochatas. Just like Avodah Zarah, when Dambu Mezid wants Chayav Karis. And when one violates it, B'Shkaga is Chayav Echatas, so Karis and Chatas apply to Avodah Zarah. So too, when is one chayiv achadas? If done b'mezid, one's chayiv karis. So then b'shogeg, one would be chayiv achadas. Just look at Rashi, and we'll stop with this. We'll finish with this. Rashi says, "Hukshu karbanos shashkagos shel kaveros l'shavu d'zara ma'avu d'zara karbon shela eno ba'ela alvera gemura shechayiv azidona karis." When you chayiv achadas by Avodah Zarah, only when done b'mezid, it warrants a karis. The Samech Le'i Va'nefesh HaShetasa B'yad Rama V'nichrasa says a karis by Avodah Zarah. So says Rashi, Af Kol Torah, so too. Ein Mivin Chatas Ela Adavar Shizadon Akaris, so too. You only bring a Chatas when an Avera done b'mezid deserves a Akaris. That's when done b'shogeg, it's done, it's Chayv Chatas. So that's that's what the Hekesh is doing here. While for Munbaz, the Hekesh is teaching you that just like mezid there's a Yediya, so too by Shogeg there's a Yediya, to the exclusion of a Tinuk Shinishba, the Chachamim say, no, a Tinuk Shinishba is considered Hikir, Levasav Shachach. They use the Hekesh differently like we just taught. And therefore, we'll stop here. And Mitzvah Hashem, we will continue with this tomorrow. As I said, these dinim, a bit challenging of a dinim of Shkagos, are going to last for a few days. I believe it's going to creep all the way till Daf Ein Gimel, till we begin that the Mishnah, the famous Mishnah of the Avos Melachos, Arbam Chaser Achas. Everyone should have a wonderful day.